for our Easter Sunday morning on April the 1st, we heard the stories from the scriptures of Mark chapter 16, 1-8, when the women came to the tomb. And from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1-11, the power of faith. And we also heard our moderator, Jordan Cantwell, as she invited us into Alleluia. In the aftermath of violence, of horror, of terror, the women came. After being in seclusion on the Sabbath, reconnecting with God, the women came. They didn't come all excited. They didn't come knowing that they were about to be part of something that would be remembered through the ages as exciting and inspiring, that they would be God's messengers telling the resurrection story. They came offering the best that they had, as small as it may have seemed, during a time of challenge. As we now know, they emerged from something awful and found themselves in something awesome. Moderator Jordan Cantwell tells us that there are often times when we don't know what we are doing until long after it is done. When we look back, we can see that those women and disciples would probably describe themselves as being in a time of fear, of confusion, of loss. And yet the Easter story is one of resurrection, of moving past uncertainty into a yet unexplored future with God. After having travelled the road of Holy Week, remembering the courage of facing the corrupted powers of state and church, seeing Jesus offering warning, comfort and direction as he reimagined old traditions with his friends, facing the fear and ugliness of the crowds, and seeing the consequences that can result for others when we lose our way, we find ourselves confronted with another impossibility. Jesus, risen from the dead. People don't do that. Once they're gone, they're gone. Death is final, isn't it? No, it's not. Jesus' body was broken, but he wasn't. The faith that he had taught and shown enabled people to be open to meeting him in a new way. Not everyone would believe it. Not everyone would be ready for it. Yet our scriptures tell us that God made it happen. Those of us who have lost loved ones know that devastation of the initial loss. But some will tell you that butterflies, owls, and shadows touch them once in a while, and they feel that presence again. The unexpected happens, and they just know that impossibly they are accompanied and cared for as they have always been. When you remember your mother's voice in your ear as you make a wrong decision, when you hear your father's laughter in the middle of a field, you know that the impossible is possible. In that first Easter story, the impossible became possible. Women were the first ones who knew. In a reflection of the Christmas story, it was the unexpected folk God chose to hear the messages of love first. Not the kings or rulers, not even the disciples, but women and common folk who were often overlooked, but not by God. After his public death, people met Jesus on the road, in locked rooms. He continued to teach and inspire, turning up in unexpected places and ways. They were living an impossible story, and slowly they were inspired to live with passion and courage. They challenged the status quo as he did. They became storytellers. They began to realize that dying could mean giving up who you are to become who you are meant to be. Today we heard Paul's story. He reminded his listeners in Corinth that many people had experienced the power of Jesus, of God, after Jesus' death. He reminded people that he himself had been an enemy of the church, but challenged by God, loved by God, had given that up to become the apostle that he was meant to be. He told them that trusting in God had made the difference, and that it was so important to continue to tell God's story of love, to encourage people to have faith that through God all things are possible. The resurrection story of Easter is one of pain and power and faith. It is a story of letting go of who we are now and allowing space for God to take us to where we are going next. What things or attitudes hold us back? Who are the people we overlook that God wants us to invite in? If we are to be a resurrection people, we have some choices to make. Barbara Taylor Brown tells us that God's power is not the power to force human choices and end human pain. It is instead the power to pick up the shattered pieces and make something holy out of them, not from a distance, but right close up. When our world is in turmoil, when it seems easier to turn to violent words and actions than to stand up for peace, when our church feels a little bit shaky, when life gets turned upside down, this is the time when we need to remember God's Easter story. This is the time when we remember the stories of the faithful who offered all they could, the stories of those who were greeted by God's love and it changed the essence of who they were and how they lived in the world, the stories of the power of God to surmount the worst that humanity can do and create instead people of faith and community around the world. We are a resurrection people, living in a time when we know God's love can and will lead us into newness if we will open our hearts for it to happen. As we gather with family and friends to celebrate God's Easter story and the courage of Jesus to follow God, let us ready ourselves to let God lead us into the impossible. Let us have faith that God knows who we are and will take us to who we will be. Hallelujah.